Welcome to today's Vrenchgut Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joe Lichtai with the Knights of Columbus and Pella joins us on today's program to preview their upcoming fundraising and awareness campaign for those with intellectual disabilities. First of all, share with our listeners some of your ideas coming up for a big Knights of Columbus fundraiser for those with intellectual disabilities and how folks in our community can help them.
Yeah, the last 17 years, the Knights of Columbus here in Pella have been raising funds for the campaign for persons with intellectual disabilities. And those funds have stayed local here to the schools and to the COC and to the Special Olympics. This year will be no different, except we're augmenting the campaign this year and adding a few new elements to make it hopefully more productive, to make the fundraiser more impactful for our community and for the schools. So, yeah, we're getting ready to go, and we have some thoughts on how to twist and turn our campaign to make it more impactful. So I thought maybe I'd mention those. Last year we did a team challenge. A lot of the students who are athletes or musicians or other grouped up with a night and competed against each other to help fundraise during that week. We're going to continue that this year and augment that, make that a little stronger, more exciting. We're going to keep that going. We'll have 50 nights in front of Walmart, Fairway, and Hy-Vee for an entire week, August 22 to 26, and then August 20 and 27 as well. And then this year we're going to add a business element. We're going to try to reach out to some of the business owners that we are connected with to help raise funds as well. And then a final element is to, more than anything, is to raise awareness of the people that live in our community who have intellectual disabilities through video messaging, through social media, and through the radio station, which is where you come in, Andrew. So,
yeah, I'm excited. And over the next couple of weeks, people may hear some stories from those that are affected daily, whether they have people they're living with as caretakers or maybe some of those with intellectual disabilities themselves sharing their stories. One of the things that you had mentioned was the team building experience. This isn't just a group that is the Knights of Columbus that is very insulated from the community. Your goal, as I understand it, is to really branch out. What is so important about sharing the message and stories of those with intellectual disabilities and to have that message relayed through athletic groups or through adults in the community and through certain businesses?
Yeah. Well, the Knights of Columbus, the main quality of a knight is to be charitable. And so we're 18 or older, 18 years of age or older Catholic men in town. But just as the disciples of Jesus spread his message, you know, knights are supposed to spread the message of charity. And so to get kids active in raising funds, it's fun, but it's also teaching them, I think, a lifelong message to give back, to take care of those in need, and to be a great community member. And that, I think, is it's really one of the funnest parts of our campaign, is having the kids out in front of the stores and learning how to be more charitable. And half the time, you know, they're certainly teaching us.
Well, and this is also, as you said, an opportunity for awareness. And is someone who you mentioned to me, you joined the Knights of Columbus for this very reason, and your family has been a part of that for many years. Why is this such an important cause for people to understand? And really, how prevalent are people with intellectual disabilities in our community, and how impactful are they on the things that we do every day?
Well, we are trying to pull some of the data. We know that there's more than 100 people that take advantage of the services of the COC. From what we understand so far, a couple hundred people total at the school systems utilize the special education program. So we know that that's a larger number than we're aware of. And our goal is to raise more money this year as we are more aware of, you know, the greater need. And now that we have sort of some numbers behind who lives in town, you know, the Knights are more motivated to take this beyond just raising money in front of Hy-Vee or Walmart to really an awareness week, a week where everybody in town for 1 week a year starts to understand or recollects the number of residents in our community that are challenged with intellectual disabilities.
So this is a very personal cause to you, and it is to many that, you know, may not realize it. It might be your neighbor, it might be your teacher, it might be someone that you don't realize is helping someone with a disability.
That's right. I grew up, my sister Julianne was mentally handicapped, and so the gift that that relationship brought me can't be repaid. And the people that I've met The parents that I've talked to, they all feel the same way. The gift of a person with intellectual disabilities is it's really priceless. So the more aware we are of that opportunity to receive the gift that they can bring, certainly the better our community will be and the better we are, I think, as individuals.
Once again, that was Joe Lichtai with the Knights of Columbus Impella previewing their campaign for persons with intellectual disabilities from August 20th through the 27th. That concludes today's Rentschgat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.